أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. صدق الله العظيم. This surah is known as Surah Al-Kafirun, and it was also revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Makki period, that was before the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The relationship between this surah and the previous surah, that is Surah Kawthar, is that there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the insolence of the kuffar, the arrogance against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they branded him an abtar, a person whose lineage had not continued, and they felt that then there would be no one to take the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although this surah, Surah Al-Kafirun, speaks about polytheism and our disassociation with polytheism in every aspect, but obviously there was those incidents that had taken place in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam which led to the revelation of the surah. There are reports that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam nubuwat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this beautiful deen of Islam and the responsibility of propagating the deen of Islam, then we all know that at the very beginning, much persecution had taken place. They tried to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometime, in a point of time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that his deen becomes stronger and stronger, there is no one that can stop the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being stronger and getting elevated in this world. يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. That they will have the desire of extinguishing the fire of the deen of Allah, but the reality is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire is to complete this deen, and Allah's desire is to grant the dominance to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So generally it is the conflict of the desire of the enemies of Allah and the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and we all know that no one can oppose the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So comes the time in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepts the deen, and then after Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hamza, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also accepts the deen, and these two individuals gave a great amount of strength to Islam. So at that time, the kuffar or the Quraysh of Makkah had sat down and they realized that they have to change the tactics, that besides persecution that is not working, besides trying to stop the deen and stopping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically and otherwise is not working, so they decided to sit and compromise with our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the compromise was multifold. The one compromise that they tried to make with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this, that you desire to have leadership in Makkah, you desire to have sovereignty in Makkah, so we will make you the leader of Makkah, we will make you the king of Makkah. If it is wealth that you desire, we will give you all the wealth. Whatever you require will be at your feet, and whatever you want will be presented to you. But all you do is stop propagating the deen of Islam. Obviously, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never accepted those options. And he said that if you put the sun in my right hand, the moon in my left hand, then also I will not turn away from the deen of Allah and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such was the steadfastness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Then there was the other option that they gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that 1 year you worship our idols, wa na'udhu billah, and 1 year we will worship your idols. Then we will have this roster year by year, that we will worship your idols, you worship our idols. That also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously did not accept. And then the third option, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now basically holding on to a straw, that all you do is you merely touch our idols. Just touch them, and then thereafter we will worship your God. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam even didn't accept that option. In other words, it was not even permissible to do such a thing, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even look at that option. There are also those narrations that some of them said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what you do is that you just simply stop talking ill about our idols, the bad and the falsehood of our idols, and that will be sufficient for us. And that also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept. And it was on these occasions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah, Surah Al-Kafirun, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warding off and not accepting, rejecting each and every one of these options that they had placed in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go into the surah itself, there are some of the virtues that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about. Now it has been narrated by some sahaba that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had recited the surah, Surah Al-Kafirun, in the sunnah of the Fajr Salat, in the first rakat, and in the second rakat, Qul huwallahu ahad, Surah Ikhlas. In the sunnah of the Fajr Salat, in the first rakat, Surah Al-Kafirun, and in the second rakat, Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad. Now these are those sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is very easy for us to implement. We are reading the sunnahs, we just have to bring this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that I traveled with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, and for an entire period of 1 month, I noticed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had read Kafirun in the first rakat and Qul huwallah in the second rakat. Then also we find those narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the Maghrib Salat, after we read our 3 rakats farz of Maghrib, then there is the 2 rakat sunnah that we recite. And in the 2 rakat sunnah also, in the first rakat, after Surah Fatiha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read and he would encourage others to read Surah Al-Kafirun. And in the second rakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Surah Ikhlas, that is Qul huwallahu ahad. So that is another very important sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find that also after the tawaf, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had completed the tawaf, then we find that in the first rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam read after Surah Al-Fatiha, he read Surah Al-Kafirun, and in the second rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had read Surah Ikhlas. So such was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's attachment to the surah itself. Then we will find that some sahaba came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for some dua that they may read before they go to sleep. So in certain narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised them that they should read the surah, Surah Al-Kafirun, because this Surah Al-Kafirun will inshallah change and reject polytheism in the heart of an individual, and it will bring us towards iman and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we will also find Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that once a scorpion bit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was performing his salat. So after he had completed the salat, he called for some water. In some narrations, he called for some salt with that water. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Al-Kafirun and then Surah Ikhlas and the Mu'awadhatain. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq and Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam blew in it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sprinkled that water on his Mubarak hands. So we find that this surah plays a very, very important part insofar as our iman is concerned, establishing our iman. One is to read it, and inshallah, just through reading it, we will find the difference. But when we look at the meaning of it, and we read it, inshallah, with the meaning in mind, then we will find that it will make an even greater difference. But insofar as the sunnat salats are concerned, now these are such sunnats that will be between us and Allah. There is no one that will know that we read Kafirun in the first rakat, and Qul huwallah in the second rakat. Only we will know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know. And in this way, we will now gain a greater attachment to Allah, and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.